This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As news broke last week about the government secretly collecting phone records and online data, I started following a Twitter account. The account, called Nothing to Hide, was retweeting other users talking about how they didn't care if the government or Obama or the NSA were spying on their online activity. This is something that happens a lot now. Twitter accounts get created simply for the purpose of lampooning or merely showcasing the feelings of people on a given topic. Here's an example. Quote, do law-abiding people really care if government agencies check our email and online content? Not me. Whether or not you agree with this tweet, it's representative. A lot of people in the U.S., turns out, don't seem very worried at the idea that the government might be culling through their data.
When it's in the context of terrorism investigations, the public's willing to give the government a fair amount of leeway.
That's Michael Dimmock, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Dimmock says people have been fine with giving up some privacy to stay safe for years.
We have a majority saying that the tracking of phone calls is an acceptable government action in the pursuit of terrorism information. Importantly, we haven't seen any shift in opposition to this over the past 10 years. The Americans feel about the same way about this today as they did in 2002, within months of the 9/11 attacks.
Some think what really scares people about secret surveillance programs like PRISM is not a future dystopian world where government controls us. It's more about being discovered by the neighbors. Kyle Wagner wrote a piece for the website Gizmodo claiming he doesn't care about PRISM or other spying.
It's a really Victorian society that we live in. We're implicitly embarrassed about the stuff that we do because we're all weirdos online. We all look at things that we'd rather our mothers and fathers not know that we look at. The underlying fear that a lot of people feel about this is that, oh no, someday it's going to just be public knowledge, what I've been doing on the internet, and I will be shamed for the rest of my life and never be able to show my face again. That's just flatly not the way that this works.
Wagner says the government doesn't really care what you're doing day to day, unless, of course, you're breaking the law. So we want to know what you think. Do you care if the government knows who you're talking to on Facebook and when? Maybe whom you're emailing? If so, why? If not, why not?